island of Euclidea provided enough surprises for any party of adventurers. Now, the colony of Euclidea, the larger part of this weird settlement, promises to be even more surprising. Jerry and Joan found a lot of interesting things when they explored the Magic Island. They found complete scientific laboratories, submarine docks, and immense power machines inside the artificial island, built to a depth of 100 feet below the surface of the ocean. Now, Jerry and Joan have started out to explore the colony of Euclidea. We find them standing on a balcony, 300 feet below sea level, looking out over an immense cavern in which the activities of an entire community are being carried on.
But gee whiz, Joan, I don't see how you can be so calm about all this.
Is there something exciting about it?
Is there something exciting about it? Look, Joan, here we are, standing on a balcony built of steel. We're 300 feet under the ocean, and the bottom of this cave, or whatever it is more than that. Hey, look what's going on down there.
I see that, Jerry. There are trees growing, as you have said, and vegetation of various kinds. But why should those things not grow here?
Because it's in a cave. There's no sunlight here. And you can't grow things without sunlight.
I think your statement would be more sensibly worded if you said that in your limited experience, you had never seen these things growing without sunlight.
It can't be done.
You may see with your own eyes that it is being done.
Well, I still don't believe it. Come on, let's go down and see some of these things.
I think there is a stairway over this way.
Yeah, and I'll bet it's a good long one, too. We must be 200 feet above the floor of that cave.
It is approximately 200 feet. Oh, Jerry.
What?
This small stairway will do us no good.
No good? Well, it goes down, doesn't it?
It does for a few steps, possibly 12 feet. And then the steps end in that small landing.
Oh, golly whiskers. What good is this kind of a stairway?
I think we may as well descend as far as possible. At least we may be able to see under this balcony. Perhaps there are other means of reaching the floor of the cave.
Okay, we'll get down. But I don't see what good it's going to do us to stand on that little platform and wish we were 200 feet below here.
There is only one means of support visible for the platform.
Yeah, and they're not any too visible. Just those four wires hanging down from the roof of the cave. I wonder if it's safe to step on it.
To be sure it is.
Yeah. Well, we're here. What good does this do?
We have gained nothing. This is simply a platform suspended below the balcony. But it must be here for some purpose.
Well, maybe, but I don't understand it.
Jerry, the stairway.
Hey, it folded back out of the way. And that sure leaves us in a swell spot. Here we are on a little platform, 200 feet from the ground, hanging on four wires. And we can't get back to the balcony.
Jerry, we are sinking.
Huh?
Yes. Observe the wall under the balcony. Fix your eyes on one spot. Are we not moving?
We sure are. We're going down. And without a sound. This platform must be an elevator.
It is not. This platform is a platform.
Okay. But if it acts like an elevator, it is an elevator.
At least we descend.
I'll say we descend. We're going down, too.
Jerry, descend is synonymous with go down.
All right, all right. We'll each do this trick the way we understand it best. You descend, I'll go down.
We will reach the bottom. Will that suffice?
It'll be all right with me. You know, one nice thing about this elevator platform, it goes nice and slow.
We are approaching a good view of the floor of this cavern now.
Boy, some of those trees must be 100 feet high. We're nearly down to them, and we're only about halfway.
We are not more than one-fourth of the way. The height of those trees is more nearly 150 feet.
And these Euclideans can grow trees 150 feet high in a cave under the water.
Perhaps the scientists will explain that to you, Jerry.
Well, I'm going to ask them anyway. G-47 said we could ask all the questions we wanted to, within reason. And one thing I sure want to find out is where all the light in this place is coming from.
That is an intelligent question, Jerry.
Well, look who thought of it.
Exactly. That prompted me to wonder at it.
Oh, is that so?
Now, Jerry, you must not become angry. I think you are a very clever boy.
Oh, you bet I am.
Nevertheless, the answer to your question would be obvious to you if you were slightly more clever.
Huh? Oh, do you know the answer?
To be sure I do. The light comes from the roof of the cave.
Oh, I know that. But how did the light get up there in the first place? What makes the light?
That you will have to ask Thales.
Thales? Oh, well, I don't want to see anything more of that fellow.
Thales is the electrical expert for Euclidea. Any question on illumination will be referred to him.
Well, then maybe I can get along without the answer. I'd rather not find out than ask that fellow anything. Hey, Joan, we've stopped moving.
I had noticed that.
Look, Joan, We've been moving along pretty fast here. Well, not as fast as one of the regular elevators in the island, but we've come down about 100 feet in 3 or 4 minutes. Now, this platform is hung on those wires on the corners, but when we stopped, this platform didn't sway around. It didn't move like it was swinging on wires, and it hasn't moved yet.
That is strange. Are you sure there is nothing supporting us from below?
Nothing but the air. That looks kind of thin to me.
Something is being used to hold this platform perfectly motionless.
Well, other things are moving, even if we're standing still.
What is moving?
Well, look over there at the wall of the cave.
Yes, a portion of the wall is moving. But what a strange action.
Well, it looks to me like a long, narrow strip of the wall is opening down toward us, like one of those drawbridges they used to have in front of castles.
I am watching it. A section of the wall directly opposite this platform is opening, and the metal section is coming down within an arc, which should terminate at the exact level of this platform.
Well, that's the way it looks, and that's a pretty good long piece of steel, too. We must be 40 or 50 feet from that wall.
Jerry, someone is walking out along that narrow strip of steel as it comes down into place.
Yeah, and they're not waiting for it to get all the way down, either. Hey, look out, Joan. Get back to that edge.
I will not be struck. There is ample room.
Boy, they sure know their engineering on this place. Our platform never even shivered when that steel drawbridge fell into place.
Is this not the submarine commander, Jerry?
Yeah, it looks like her. But she's turned her looking at the wall, and I can't be sure. Yeah, now she's looking this way.
You will follow me.
You mean us?
Of course she means us.
Oh, I just wanted to know. Okay, Commander, here we come. Oh, noiseless steel in the drawbridge too, huh?
You have learned little since our last meeting, Hall.
What's the matter with me now?
You will persist in asking questions to which it is not worthwhile to reply.
I will attempt to curb Jerry's questions, Commander.
Oh, you will, huh?
You might use your time in some more profitable pursuit, Cleostra.
There's that Cleostra business again. Her name is Joan. Joan Gregory. And that old stuff about her namesake who monkeyed around with a zodiac and fixed up the calendar doesn't mean a thing to her anymore. Look, Joan's been to Los Angeles with me, and she likes our way of living. So from now on, that's the way she's going to live.
You may find, and that in the very near future, that your life on Euclidea will be more pleasant if you conform to the Euclidean manner of doing all things.
Oh, sure. We're smart enough to play your way when we're using your marbles. But when we get back in our own yard, then we'll do it our way.
That is the mistaken impression I am trying to correct. You will never know any other life than this. You will never leave Euclidea.
Jerry, I believe she speaks the truth.
Maybe she thinks so. But that's because old G-47's got her scared.
That is partially true. Everyone on Euclidea lives in fear of G-47 and his displeasure. Yet even such a life is preferable to anything your world could have to offer.
I have seen something of the world of which Jerry speaks. I think you would change your opinion if you could see it as I did, Commander.
Oh, you sure would. Why, a girl as beautiful as you are with the right kind of clothes, I could be a picture star in no time at all.
A picture star?
Jerry refers to the more important personages in the world of the motion picture.
You are obviously sincere about this matter, Hall. Is there anything more attractive than being the first in command of the Euclidean underwater fleet?
Well, that may seem like a swell job to you. Well, I guess it is. But it's no job for a girl. Why, one of these scientists should have that job. And you ought to be back in Hollywood, knocking them dead in the flickers.
Jerry, I am sure the commander does not understand a word of that.
It was not even partially comprehensible.
Okay, okay. What I intended to convey was the impression that a young lady of your beauty ought to be in Hollywood with the rest of the stars.
But you spoke of killing someone. It is not the policy of Euclideans to take human lives.
I didn't say anything about killing anybody.
But you did, Jerry. You distinctly said knocking them dead.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe you didn't understand me, though. That means that you'd get over big. Make them crazy about you. Why, they'd think you were swell. You'd be the tops. Won't all that.
I believe you intend to compliment me on my beauty and infer that my appearance would be productive of approbation and homage in the making of motion pictures.
That is what Jerry meant, Commander.
Well, maybe it was. It didn't sound like that to me.
Enough of this. You will continue to follow me.
We are following you at the moment.
Yeah. I wish you'd lead us onto something that would make a little noise when we walk. I'm getting tired of having my footsteps sound like toothpicks falling on a rug.
You will have many opportunities to hear a variety of sounds during your stay in Euclidea. We are now leaving the steel walk and entering the chamber wall corridor.
Oh, I can see that. But how about closing that thing again?
It will close automatically.
Did you stop the elevator we were riding on so that you might meet us at this level?
No. That platform would descend no further. It is merely used for observation of the floor of this particular chamber. You might have stayed there all day if I had not noticed you.
Well, where are you taking us now?
Well, I supposed you were trying to take yourself down to the floor of this chamber.
Commander, you continually refer to this chamber. Are there others?
There are 12 others. 13 in all.
13? Oh, boy.
What is the matter, Jerry?
Oh, nothing. Only I hope they discover another one. Are the others much smaller than this one?
The others are all much larger than this.
Larger?
12 other rooms under the ocean and all larger than this?
Precisely. This is slightly less than 1 mile in diameter. The largest chamber in the city is 2 miles wide.
Gee whiz. A cave 2 miles wide. Will we get to see all those other places?
I believe that is G-47's wish, though your conduct will have much to do with permission to continue. I will leave you here. Continue down this spiral passageway. You will reach the floor of the chamber. I will meet you later. Do not follow me further.